But first, let's do the grand opening of a new segment that we plan on doing into the future, but it wasn't a good start, at least for Mino. We last week, if you heard the show, we wanted to kind of go over the top movies lists and find one that neither of us have seen. And we went down the IMDb like top 250, and it took us a little bit to find one we both haven't seen.
Which is kind of surprising.
Yeah. And we also, I mean, we had stipulations, no foreign films,
yeah.
No
nothing
movies
too
before.
Old.
Yeah, it needed to be, you know, probably 75
yeah.
at the earliest. But the movie that we landed on was Alien, the original Alien, the Ridley Scott joint. When did Ridley Scott, Trey?
Yes.
Ridley Scott. And we're like, you know what, this is a good one, because this is a pretty popular movie. It spawned plenty of sequels and franchises
spawned
and all kinds
whole
of stuff.
Genre.
Which, by the way, I always thought Ridley Scott was a chick until like a year ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It seems like a feminine name.
And this is one of those movies where I kind of knew stuff about it going in. Like, for one, I always thought Sigourney Weaver's name in the movie was Ripley or Ridley.
Yeah, that's
I was
confusing.
Like, what a douche. This guy named the hero after
what
himself.
What was her name?
It was Ripley.
Ripley. Which he still, I mean,
kinda
it's still close.
It's yeah,
still
I was like,
pretty
what a douche.
Close.
This guy named himself in the movie as the main character. But no, yeah, it's...
Well,
it's,
he didn't write it. Dan O'Bannon did.
Yeah, but he probably could have changed
it's
her
like,
name.
Let's just make the D and... Flip it
just,
up.
Yeah, that's exactly what he did.
Make the D a P.
He just inverted
I'll make my
it
D a P.
In his
for Sigourney.
PDF file. Just did the rotate twice. So I guess initial thought for me is let's rename the movie.
Okay.
Rename it from Alien.
Uh-oh.
To Mehlian.
Meh.
It was fitting, though, as there was... Actually, I went to get it on DVD at Movie Trading Company because I prefer to watch. I don't know if they were like special features, which I didn't watch.
You wanted Ridley's director's commentary,
but it's kind of cool. Like the Movie Trading Company I go to, there's a dude that's always there when I go in, and every time you get a movie, he'll like tell you something about the movie. It could be any movie, and it's amazing. This guy knows everything.
I want to bring him a porno
about. And the funny thing is, his name is TC.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where he's working now.
Well, is it I've heard people call him TC. So he like gives like a fun fact about like every movie.
Are any of them about Pet Summit?
No.
Okay.
But this one, and I had to make sure I had the right alien because there's so many different alien movies. And I was like, hey, this is the original one, right? And he's like, yes, because Alien, there's only one alien. And then the second one, Aliens, there's two aliens.
Whoa.
There's more than two, but yeah.
Is there three in the third?
And then
there's,
he started going
a
on
whole
to...
nest.
Okay.
Six. Everything
I
on.
I mean, there are multiple that could be born in this movie when they visit the ship. There's tons of eggs. It's just that one
the
guy
one
was the one
got.
That touched him that caused
yeah,
it to be
eggs?
One alien. And it's... I won't say it was meh. It just was more fun to say Malian. Like, I don't think I
think it sucked, man.
I didn't dislike it.
I
thought it was interesting.
Movie.
I just didn't think it was one of the better movies I've ever seen.
The whole time I'm watching it, I'm like, they're just trying to be like Star Wars. Like, it
what?
Felt like
what?
It felt like the ship, they tried
Star
to make
Wars.
It look like Star Wars.
Not
like
at all.
Right after Star Wars came out.
It looks like my mom would say. What like, do you...
I don't...
Like, the ship looked just like a Star Wars
I mean, it was
Wars
a sci-fi
ship.
Movie, sure. But I don't know that I see a whole lot more similarities. I mean, this was all about, like,
like,
tension.
It's more sci-fi and everything, but it's just... I feel like they were trying to cash in on, okay, Star Wars made a lot of movie for making a space movie, and they're gonna, like... I just feel like they tried to capitalize on that.
There's nothing in this movie that's remotely like Star Wars.
The ship looks
space.
Just like it, and it like
CPO-3.
What do you? Well, inside, like again, I think you're. It's just the genre you're talking about here. I mean, I think we're comparing. Just, I mean, if it's in space, what do you I mean? What do you want it to look like? An old pirate ship?
The ship is way more claustrophobic. It's dark. It's. Creepy.
I definitely have like an uneasy kind of feeling in my gut the whole time, which is probably pretty good building that suspense. Because
it definitely was pretty scary. Like, it was tense.
Yeah.
For, I guess that was one of the highlights of it for me was, and I did think it got better, like, the second half of the movie. I liked the, like, when Sigourney Weaver at the end was trying to, like, when she was evacuating the ship and had to blow it up, like, all the alarms and all the buzzers that were going off. Like, it was really overdone. Like, there was like a light, like, every 5 feet.
It was which, Mother.
Yes. Like, that was kind of cool. And, like, I guess it's the iconic scene, which was the only thing I really knew about the movie is when, I guess, it hatched out of the guy's chest.
I was kind of waiting
for that because I didn't know when it happened or how it happened. And as soon as, like, he came to dinner, I was like, all right, this is it. This is what's gonna happen.
He's going to be eating his astronaut food, his little tube of toothpaste. And, yeah, it's going
to
bust out.
That was kind
of
weird to me, too, is, like, they were saying, well, we need to quarantine him for the whole time because he's got this going on. And then they kind of just show up and, like, the alien's gone, which that was maybe the most confusing thing because I was getting the characters confused a lot. And I forgot who it was that had the alien on his face.
The British guy.
That's who it was.
Yeah.
And then they kind of just, like, went back to him and it was gone. So I was like, oh, wait, is he the guy that got infected? And then he's just like, okay, yeah, I'm better. And they're like, all right, let's eat dinner.
Well, that's the thing is they get in there and they're trying to look for the alien on his face. And they eventually it falls on Sigourney with the face hugger. Is that what they call it?
Yeah. I mean, the xenomorph is the big alien, but I think it's just they call it the face hugger.
The face hugger. Yeah. Because they were looking for it, trying to figure out what happened. I think they were a little naive thinking that thing was just going to fall off his face and all be okay.
And
I think that was a problem, yeah, that they're like, oh, okay, he just gave up. Like, you probably still want to keep that guy quarantined because they took an x-ray and saw that thing was in his body. So you probably want to hold off on
and
letting
like
him return
him
with everyone else.
Somehow.
Well, it had to give him something.
It was like,
to breathe.
A host. It was like hosting his body for...
And it was inserting itself in his mouth. They had to give him a tube of oxygen. Because
they designed
gag reflex.
They designed the aliens and the creatures to kind of be sexual and to kind of give that feeling of rape. Like, that's what they designed them.
I mean, he pretty much did have his face raped.
That's kind of the horror of the movie
that
is that it's the sexual violation.
Okay. I do have a story from this. It's not related to what you just said. But one of the, like, when I think of this movie, I think of a story my dad told me, is he had seen this movie before when it first came out. He had seen it in theaters, and he went back another time with his younger brother. And he had a whole bit planned. He was like, I am going to sit behind him while we watch it. And...
Like with him knowing he was behind him?
I mean, my uncle didn't really know why he was sitting behind him.
Yeah,
he was
like,
hey, I'm just going to
sit
back here.
By me, because that's weird.
And so they're watching the movie, and he knows everything that's going to happen. And after the facehugger scene and then the busting out of the chest scene, my dad reached his two hands and over my uncle's face and grabbed him like that. And he let out the most blood-curdling scream of all time. And I just could not imagine how I would react because just think about that coming from behind you.
Somebody'd catch
a bunch of fingers. Like, it's going to look just like a face hugger.
And it's like, and stick his hand down his throat.
Oh, man, I would have paid to see that. But it's like I said, I did enjoy it. And the problem for me was I think it was a little long. Like, I think it dragged a little bit. Like, when I forget the character, but one of the repairmen, not the black fella, but the other one.
The cat scene.
That just kind of dragged.
Yeah,
like, we knew where it was going.
That's kind of when it seemed to... That's kind of when I took a break.
Took a little smoke break?
That's when I... That was part two for me, because I watched it. That's another thing for me, is I think television is kind of... like, and maybe it's just me that I have a really short attention span, but I just like to watch things in 30 to 1 minute... Or 30 to an hour increments at a time now. It's like, I cannot sit on my couch and watch a movie now. Like,
really?
I have to...
That's really
I'll just
odd.
Get bored. And maybe... I don't know if it's just... Maybe I was bored when I was watching it, but I just got really bored by the movie. Like, it's... The dialogue was just like... It was... wasn't entertaining to me.
What do you think of the reveal that the science officer is a robot
Bilbo
android?
Bilbo Baggins.
Yeah, I didn't get that either. Like, so they didn't... And at first, I thought the alien, like, took him over, but it ended up being the whole time he was just a robot?
He was sent there by that company for this specific reason.
Okay.
And they kind of said at the beginning...
And then he just kind of, like, started... Like, when he started, like, foaming at the mouth and everything, like, it kind of just, like...
Well, that was after he got hit with the thing. The thing that gave him away was the milky sweat that he had. Yeah, I mean, that was the point, was they were saying at the beginning... Like, it's in your contract, you have to follow a distress signal, because they were clearly looking for something like this, and they had someone like him on board just in case this ever happened. And then when it happened, he had a protocol he had to follow, which was take the alien home, don't worry about anyone else surviving. They survive, that's cool, but don't worry about it. And that's why he did a lot of the things he did, was because he had that objective. And the whole time, they are kind of setting it up for him to be, you know, with foul intentions.
Mm-hmm.
But you, I mean, I guess what we're supposed to just think at the beginning is he's just, you know, he's an odd dude, or he's working with someone, not that he's a robot. Because that was kind of a weird turning point, especially when they tried to show him being a robot in 1979, and they had the really obvious edit of the fake head on the ground. And then quick cut, and it's the guy's real head, and I'm like, okay, you didn't really get away with one there. But, you know, it's just one of those things for me where I certainly didn't hate it, but I just don't think I watched it at a proper time to say it was one of my favorite movies or in my top movie list.
So if I, because I haven't watched Jaws yet, and I want to watch Jaws... Am I going to be disappointed in Jaws? If
no, yeah, you're gonna be like, I think they're just trying to make Deep Blue Sea again. I mean, they both have sharks. Or they're.
But I know in Jaws you don't see the shark that much, and that was kind of the thing with Alien also, which I kind of like that they didn't show it too much because it builds suspense. But, like, I've heard Jaws is, like, one of the best movies of all time, and I want to see it.
I think it's more exciting than this movie.
Because I was just really bored by this movie. Like, there's times that I was just, like, I'm looking at, like how much is left, like, and also, like, the ending I thought was kind of, like, they just kind of shot
him out in
space.
The one thing I couldn't tell was the alien sleeping, or was he, like, stuck? That was one thing I couldn't tell. When he was in that little escape pod.
I think he might have been stuck. I don't think he was sleeping.
Because some people said he was sleeping, and that's where he hung out.
I thought he was just, like.
Some said he was stuck. And I was like, I thought he was stuck. So I couldn't understand why she'd screw with him if he was stuck there. But then it made more
sense.
I
thought he was hiding, like, because he had to escape from the ship, too, when it
blew
up.
But then he saw her. Like, he would have jumped out. That's why people think he was sleeping, or he would have just killed her right there immediately. And she's wearing
the
smallest underwear in the history of mankind.
That was a sexy scene.
You might like Aliens. Hot. Because it's a lot more action. It's alien, but action, not horror.
And the problem is, I think, I don't know that... With Jaws in here, is a lot of the tension and what's scary is happening off screen.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to see it in front of you. It's what they're talking about. It's how they're setting it up versus actually just getting a monster fighting them for 30 minutes.
I did think it was scary. Like, it was very
tense. I could certainly see
it
would have been scary at the time.
Oh, gosh, it was something different. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was hard to fathom. That movie is almost 40 years old.
That's crazy.
It's 40. Totally, it made a new genre. Like, every movie, like Event Horizon, Sunshine, there's so many movies now that have aped Alien.
See, that's the thing, though, too, is I've definitely heard something similar to that. Like, this movie was doing things that no movies had done at the time. But I've heard that about a ton of movies at that time. I've heard that about Star Wars. I heard that about 2001 A Space Odyssey. I heard that about Close Encounters. I'm like, all these sci-fi movies are doing things that have never been done before, but they all came out at the same time. So it seems like they were just kind of going with the industry standard here.
And it came out like around the same time as Halloween. Have you ever seen the original Halloween? I think that's really scary also.
Yeah, see, classic horror I'm just not into. Like, slasher horror just doesn't do it for me. But overall, scary. I would give it probably a 6.5 out of 10.
I'll give it a D. I mean, it was pretty scary. I'll give it that. Like, it was... But I just...
I couldn't even use the same rating system I did.
I wasn't entertained. I'll give it a 5.
Okay, that's average. That's not bad.
4.5. It was scary when it needed to be, but I felt like 80% of the movie I was just bored by. But the last part, it picked up. I thought it was pretty entertaining near the end. And then I was like, oh, now it's over.
Yeah, when she was in her underwear with half her ass hanging out. That's when you enjoyed it. And the aliens just... That's what he was doing. He was doing Charlie Murphy and Chappelle's Show. He was just hiding in the...
Yeah, that's probably what he was doing.
He's rolling his dice. All right, it's 10:15 here on The Ticket. Coming up next, let's do some sports quick hits. We'll take a look at the early Heisman odds next.